Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
There you go, and we are only a couple days away from that, but that is the main event. Let's talk about everything else on the card. What are some of the other fights that interest you, Matt? And Abe, feel free to jump in.
I mean, the whole card got, you know, headliners and top fighters. The co-main event is a featherweight bout versus Alexander Volosky versus Max Holloway. Obviously, that's going to be a banger fight. You got the bantamweight fight, Peter Yan versus Jose Aldo. That's going to be an awesome fight. You got the women's strawweight, Jessica Andrade versus Rose Namajunas. And these are all just on your main card. I mean, the whole night's packed. I mean, Amanda Ribas versus Paige VanZant. So,
I saw Martian Tybura is on not even the prelims, but like the fight pass. And I got mad because I like watching him fight. I was like, man, I'm not even going to get to see Tybura fight. To me, the Volkanovski-Holloway fight, that co-main event right underneath Gamebred and Usman, being an immediate rematch, and this I kind of want to ask Pat Miletich this, but being an immediate rematch, you haven't really developed your game. There's not a major adjustment from what you went into the first fight. There's not many changes. It's going to be interesting to see what Holloway, because there has to be some changes for Holloway. We know that because he lost the fight.
Right.
There's got to be changes there. But, boy, I wonder if you're better off when you do have a rematch, if there's been some fights, if there have been some developments in your game, some changes to lean on. Because I don't know what's going to be different from the exact same thing. That's what I'm looking for in that fight.
I'll take the flip side. I think it is the best time. Because he now knows what it's like to not have it.
Fair.
He knows what he did wrong, whatever that may be. He knows what his opponent was better at. And this is when I think it's the most
I can really fine tune what you've already, because you've already worked for a full camp on all of it. Now you can really fine tune what specifically you need to do. That makes sense. It makes sense.
Do you think, Matt, this is for you as well? Could this be Rose's last fight? Could this be Paige VanZant's last fight? Both have more Paige than Rose. You know, in social media, Paige making the comments she could make more money doing other things. And I think as much as she may love fighting, then go do that because it's a whole lot safer to just model in her TV shows or whatever.
I think they're both completely different, you know, reasons for walking away from the octagon. But I think you're right. I think this could be their last fight. Rose seems to be more like a Tyrone Woodley. You know, it's all in her head. Her issues in her own, like, desire. If she wants to be a fighter, if she wants to be the champ, you know, it seems like when she lost the title to Andrade, you know, she just didn't want to be the title, you know, didn't want to be on top of the hill where everybody's trying to take her down. You know, she's more comfortable being the underdog. Where Paige has opportunities outside the octagon, she makes more money, apparently, doing other things, photo shoots and other side job. So she's doing it for the fun and for the hobby, but she doesn't have to do it for the paycheck anymore. And with the COVID, you see all these other sports and athletes demanding more money. We just saw, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, just signed a 10-year, $450 million with incentives up to $500 million. So I think athletes are demanding to get more money, and the UFC, the fighters are starting to come out and be vocal about wanting more money, like, you know. And so I think Paige has earned it, and I think she's worth it, and I think she's going to go and get whatever she feels she's entitled to.
Let's take that contract of Mahomes one step further. I believe it's $98 a minute. $98 a minute. Not bad.
It's not bad. That's what I make on this show.
Well, that's what you make per word.
That makes sense. I try not to talk.
This is an interesting question that you've posed here, Randy. Namajunas, I don't think her head is in the game. And that was a really, really bad knockout her last time out. And when she had said at the time that this is my last fight, I believed her. I very, very rarely see a fighter, you know, leave the gloves or boots in the ring and actually think it's their last time out. We've seen a ton of guys retire, come back, guys and gals retire and come back. I really did believe it at the time. And so you ask, especially if there's a loss here, is that it for her? I tend to think so. There's a couple things at play here. But to me, the biggest difference between her and VanZant is Rose has proven it. She has been a champion. Paige VanZant came in as the prettiest girl in MMA. And one of her main purposes in the sport was to prove she was a legit fighter. And while she has proven that she is a legit fighter, she has not proven anywhere close to her being the best fighter in the game. Rose has done that. Paige VanZant has not. There's still something – there's still chips on the shoulder, Paige VanZant. And maybe at some point she realizes she's never going to reach that level, but I don't think she's there just yet. So I think she still has a passion for the game. I still think she wants to prove everyone wrong for whatever mindset she thinks they assume of her. But I think it's much more likely that she continues to fight than it does Rose if both were to see a loss.
I really believe that both may call it a day. You know, we've talked about, you know, in previous shows, you know, Paige is outside. You know, she can make more money. She can do other things. And like I've always said,
but then why take this fight? You could have done that now.
And I was going to say that, you know, that's the flip side other than kind of like what we were talking about off the air. This is what they've done. Make some money.
But now if any time was the time for Paige to step away, it's after that bad arm break, right? I mean, dealing with coming back, and again, maybe that's just one more chip on the shoulder. Right. She wants to prove people that she can still do it after this bad injury, after this and that. But if you're going to step away, now would have been the time.
But hold on 1 sec, Matt, and then I'll let you go, please. Because, you know, I'll forget what I'm about to say, which I almost did. You know, Abe, you've been around these athletes. They always say, I don't want to have regrets 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And so if you walk away after the arm break, after all this, 15, 10, 9, 42 years down the road, you're like, did I walk away too soon? I should have one more time. I should have.
We've also seen fighters wish they hadn't taken that last fight. So.
Yeah. BJ,
and what about the location? I mean, to be a part of history, to be in Dubai. I mean, a lot of these fighters, how many of these fighters take fights based on where the actual fight card is, what country it's in, what experience they can give their coaches and their family, along the week of being there. So, I mean, you know, this is history in the making. So I think there's a added cool factor, you know, why everybody wanted to get on Fight Island and be a part of this event.
Normally, I would let it go, but this is too easy for me to slap you down and say how wrong you are. And here's where you're wrong in that statement that you just made, Matt. You can't go anywhere. If this was Dubai and you were going to bring, you know, if it was Mike Perry and he was going to bring all of his corners, which is his girlfriend, and they were going to be able to just go have a good time, you know, in Dubai, that's one thing, but you can't. There's nothing to do there. So you're not bringing your family. You're not bringing friends. You're not, you know, having to do any of that. So that does change it a little bit.
When the fight's over, you don't think they're able to go out and enjoy where they are in the Middle East? I don't think so because
there's two other cards there, right? Yeah. I mean, there's cards the next 2 weeks. Right. While the fight may be over for VanZant, anyone who's fighting on Saturday, the UFC has to keep those protocols because they need everything still to be COVID-free for the next 2 weeks. Yeah. It's not ending on Saturday. It's continuing. So they have to be very careful still.
As well as, Matt, at least the Americans are going to get back on the UFC plane and brought back. They're not going to let them go run around and do whatever and then put them on the plane with, you know, all of their golden people like Cormier or, you know, whatever. That's not going to happen. All right, we do need to hit this break. So when we come back, we can go right out to Mississippi. Caleb Harris gets back in the squared circle. BKFC, what is it, 11 already? Is that the number, BKFC 11?
It is. You'd be July 24th.
So we will talk to Caleb when we return. Coming to you live from the global headquarters of Staff Zone, one of our two corporate sponsors. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the said Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-727-727. 522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Hello again. Hello. Hello again.
Hello, everybody. Live once again from Roswell, Georgia this week. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Snap Zone. Let's get right into it. BKFC, we're talking UFC Fight Island this week. Next week, well, right around the corner is the return of BKFC. Back on the card, one of the best Harris's ever, Caleb Harris. Caleb, what's up, man?
How's it going, guys?
We appreciate your time. We're about 2 weeks out. How difficult, you know, and I've asked all these fighters over the past couple months, how difficult it is to train, how difficult it is to get ready and prepare, you know, for an upcoming fight with the epidemic and, you know, keeping away from people. How difficult has it been for you?
Well, I'll be honest with you. It was rough for a little while. I even actually had to, at the time when Bare Knuckle thought they were kind of come back a little bit earlier, I even had to turn down an offer to fight because, you know, with my gym being closed, I was still training outdoors with a few training partners here and there, but it just wasn't any way that I could jump on a four-week camp and with no gym and limited coaching. You know, I know some of these guys were doing Zoom class stuff, but I prefer to be with my coach hands-on where he can really get down into the details with me. So I guess luckily that kind of fell through anyways. And here in Mississippi, we've opened back up the majority of things. And I've been able to go back and start training at the gym, back to working full time. So money's right. So everything's just worked out well. And I guess with the fights being pushed back a month, it fell just right to come back to Mississippi and for me to be on the card.
Before we talk about the card itself in Oxford, Mississippi, and Matt and I are planning on being there, how about mentally? you know, with this pandemic, you know, we're quarantined, we're in the house, and then finally it's time, okay, let's prepare, let's get ready for a fight. Did it take a little time to just kind of change your whole, you know, mental aspect to get ready to start training again, to get ready to fight again?
Oh, yeah, and most definitely. I even actually told Chris on a podcast Monday night that one of the scariest things about this pandemic had nothing to do with the virus. It was the fact that I went to training just for fun. And, you know, if I didn't get to train one day or something and I just came home from work, was too tired or didn't feel like doing anything and just could just go lay on the couch and nobody was going to be calling me saying, hey, where you were, I got complacent for a little bit. Not that I wasn't training, not that I wasn't preparing to knock somebody out, but at the same time, like, I got to see for the first time in 20 years what it was like to be a regular guy, not a fighter. And it was nice for a little while, but there was always that itch burning with me. And as I've spoken many times before, I've dealt with anxiety and depression, and I know other people deal with it a lot worse than I do, thankfully, because I have an outlet, which is fighting and training for a fight, giving me a purpose. And so over time, I started having a lot more time to let thoughts creep in. And now that fighting is back, it took a little while to get my head wrapped back around, like, okay, it's time to get out of vacation mode and time to get into fight mode. But since then, we've kicked it up tenfold. I've pushed myself really hard to try to get twice as good at cardio and with my technique as I would have if I'd all been training this whole time. And I feel rejuvenated in a way because I've had that time to let injuries heal and relax and just enjoy myself for a little bit.
Caleb, let me ask you this, and as you were answering that question, I'm arguing with myself to even ask this question because you don't want to put thoughts in anybody's minds, and we're trying to block out, you know, the pandemic, the virus, the, you know, can it be, and we've had two scares in my family alone, and you have to run and go get these tests and stuff. So how do you, A, block that out, even though the fight hasn't happened yet? How will you block it out with a fight upcoming, but still in the back of your mind knowing I still have to be aware, I still have to be safe?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear the last part of your question.
You know, I was just saying, how do you block it out, but don't totally block it out because you can't let your guard down because we have to always still stay prepared and, you know, stay safe and do the 6 feet and this, that, the other, yet you're going to be within 2 inches, not 6 feet. How do you block it out but also remember at the same time?
For anybody that's listening from Mississippi, they'll understand this. Man, I'm from Scott County. I grew up eating dirt and drinking out of a creek. I'm not worried about being on top of somebody. We've had several students catch the virus. Some have been rough with it, some have been not. I've always had a very good immune system, and knock on wood, that's going to get me through this. I have obeyed the rules. When we've been told to wear masks, I've wore masks. When we were told it was okay to take them off, you know, I still, because I've got a just turned 1-year-old nephew that I don't want to get sick. So I'm not concerned about me. So all of my teammates are my friends that we hung out anyways during the pandemic, so we weren't worried about if one of us had it, that meant all of us had it at some point. And I'm almost certain that I've had it at some point and just gotten over it, but at least as of last year, I believe I did. But for me, I just, when I start focusing on a fight, I don't think about anything else. If my coach called me today and said, hey, the gym's closed today, somebody tested positive, we got to shut down, I'd go get tested, and as soon as that result came back, I'd be right back at the house or having a teammate come over that's been tested as well, and we'd be working mitt or anything right now to get ready for this fight. At this point, the only thing that's going to stop this fight from happening for me is if they cancel the show.
Hey Caleb, so you share the same nickname, the Lionheart, as another fighter, Anthony Smith. You know, have you, in his last fight, his corner took a lot of scrutiny for not stopping the fight for him. His teeth were falling out, but he was willing to go out on a shield. Have you had that talk with your corner? And where is that line for you? At what point are you willing to accept, like, that your safety is more valuable than the trophy at the end of the night?
I guess this is going to be the first time I get some scrutiny. I've already told my coach and them. I put all my faith in my coach. If my coach was to ever throw the towel in, then I know it would have to be something that it literally meant I was about to die. As in, like, I must be bleeding out or have, you know, brain tissue showing out of my skull. Because other than that, they know that I'm going to fight until I cannot. I've told people before, the only way my fight gets stopped before the final bell is they have to put me to sleep. They either have to choke me out or they have to knock me out. And I've been in some wars. I've been in some dog fights. And Jim Allers had one. I don't agree with anybody giving his coach anything, because if him and Anthony Smith had that agreement that, look, you know, even if it's in the middle of the fight, hey, do you want me to throw in the towel? If the fighter says no, that is the fighter's choice to stay in that fight. And people can say all they want that, well, the coach's job is to look out for the fighter. That's true. But at the end of the day, that fighter's the one that's making the paycheck, and he's the one that's going out there and putting his life on line. If he chooses to do that, it's no different than a wife trying to tell a fireman, no, you can't go to work today because there's a chance you might fall into a fire. You know? So in my opinion, and speaking from a fighter, no, I don't agree with people giving the corner backlash for not calling the fight. Now, I do agree that if I don't remember the kid's name, but the fight that just recently happened, he wanted out of the fight. He wanted out of the fight, and his coach tried to talk him back into it. If at the end of the bell, the fighter, and it's time to go to the next round, if the fighter still wants out of the fight, then yes, corner needs to call it. Because at that point, the fighter's not wanting to go out there anymore, and that's when he's going to get hurt. But if a fighter is willing to go out there and go out on his shields, by all means, let him.
Caleb, let me ask you this. I remember vividly watching the fight. I've watched hundreds of thousands of fights, covered this sport for longer than probably you've been alive. I don't remember many fights. I remember that brutal KO like it was yesterday. How do you, I don't want to say block it out or forget about it, but, you know, move on. It's not, it's a hard thing, obviously, to ever top. How do you just move on and kind of block out the success of not just your whole career, but that particular fight?
I use it as a push. So I told a teammate just recently, because they were bringing up the knockout, and everybody's been bringing up the knockout again, almost as if they forget that I've had two fights since then. I'm going to give everybody something else to talk about now. Like, that's my goal. If that's what I did in my second bare knuckle fight, and I've had two fights since then, and that's still the thing that they're talking about, that means I didn't perform well enough in my last two fights. So when I go out there, I'm basically looking at it as I got a top BKFC 7's knockout of the year for 2019. That's my goal when I go out by Melvin Brito, is to put on a fight and to put on a show that everybody's going to keep talking about for months and years to come, just like that knockout. As far as getting past it, I got guys every day that beat on me in the gym, so I mean the humbleness was always there, and now they just jokingly call me superstar. So I mean I just laugh at it, and we keep going, because I mean honestly I've got teammates that the only reason that they're not the ones being talked about instead of me is because they haven't had the opportunity I have yet.
Sure. No, absolutely. And one of the reasons why I brought it out is I was sitting with Johnny Bedford, and I can still see in the back of my mind Johnny Bedford's reaction when that happened. You know, he was filming, and I know you've seen some of his video. And that's to me, that was fun to watch another fighter's reaction of something that we just both witnessed.
That was probably one of the coolest things about the knockout. I've been searching for that knockout for 20 fights. Like that was an 8-year work. I've beaten people every way possible, but probably one of the coolest things about the knockout was all the other fighters' reactions. Having me go in the back and ask Leonard Garcia if I could get a picture with him before he went out to fight Allers that night, and him just looking at me and saying, "After that performance, you can have whatever you want, man." And to me, that was like one of the coolest things ever.
Well, hey, Caleb, look, we know you're a warrior. Yeah, inside.
He's a
outside.
Harris.
He's a great, the greatest Harris ever, possibly in the running for. But we know that the battle inside the octagon or inside the square circle is great. But the battle you talk about publicly is the one that's from within. So on your Twitter page, you have the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, the 1-800-273-TALK. So I just wanted to give you the last second to, you know, tell people how to get help if they're going through stuff internally or mentally, if what organization you're with and how to get people to the right place.
So to everybody out there that's listening to this, that may be going through a dark tunnel, I get it. I understand. As a fighter, we have every human being has a bit of pride in them. It's what makes us human. It's what makes us push ourselves. And so at times we don't want to ask for help because it makes us feel weak. But I'm here to tell you now that when you're dealing with the enemy from within, when the enemy that you're fighting is your own thought, sometimes the best thing you can do is find somebody to talk. It doesn't have to be your mom. It doesn't have to be your dad. It doesn't even have to be your best friend. It could be somebody that you barely have a connection with, but just say, hey, man, I want to get something off my chest. Or it could be one of those people. And you'd be surprised at how many people would stop what they're doing if you seriously said, hey, man, look, I've got some seriously messed up thoughts going on in my head that make no sense. My best friend has heard me talk many a time before where, like, I've got nothing but good things going on in my life. And I'll sit down and I'll say, hey, man, like, for some reason, I feel like everybody's against me. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about how this person feels about this. And sometimes it helps to have somebody to bounce those thoughts out of that can explain to you logically why that's not true. So to anybody that's going through rough times right now, don't sit down in the tunnel. Get up. Keep walking, because eventually you're going to see that light. You just have to constantly keep pushing. And I know it sucks. It sucks really bad. But when you finally break through, you're going to be the reason that somebody else gets to keep walking through that tunnel as well. Eventually you become the person that walks out of the tunnel and becomes the light for the next person that has to walk through it. So if anybody out there is feeling any kind of way, you can reach out to me on Instagram, on Facebook, my Twitter is messing up right now, but on the other two, you can reach out. I may not get back to you right away. I do work a full-time job. I'm a college student, but I will do my best to try to get help to you or talk to you if all you need to do is talk.
Well, that's awesome. What we need. We need leaders to step forward in this time, and that's Caleb Harris. We appreciate you coming on the show, and you can catch Caleb live at BKFC 11 in Oxford, Mississippi, coming up July 24th, and best of luck to you, young man.
Let's put Caleb, let's put you on hold so we can get your address so we can mail you some 8-man strong gear for coming on and talking to us today.
Sounds good.
Thanks a lot. Caleb Harris, best Harris this week. I'm going to change the best Harris this week. That way I can't get in trouble anymore. All right, let's hit this break. When we come back, UFC Hall of Famer Pat Miletich. A lot of things to get with to him, and we'll do that when we return. Coming to you live from the global headquarters here at Staff Zone, this is Knockout Radio. We'll be right back.
Well, it's like a road that you travel on. There's one day here, the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you...
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's George W. Bush, and you're listening to Sports with Randy Harris. Hey, this is George W. Bush. You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris. Whatever.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back coming to you live from the global headquarters here in Roswell, Georgia. Staff Zone, Knockout Radio, a lot of stuff going on. We've been talking about Flight Island. We've been talking about BKFC right around the corner. And typically, before I introduce our next guest, typically, my first thing would be, why? Why? But this is a guy that runs through the desert carrying two Volkswagens on his back while holding a backpack of a case of water. Let's welcome UFC Hall of Famer, Pat Miletich. Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing good, Randy. Finally figured out how to get on your show, huh?
I know you and I joked about this. This is the first time ever that I have promoted for three consecutive weeks a guest. But at least we finally have you on, Pat.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you sticking with me, buddy. I'm a little scatterbrained with all the stuff going on these days.
It's just a tease. It's just a radio business. It's just a nice tease. That's all that is.
That works. All right. So I kind of joked about, I would normally say at this point, why? And I know that you run through the desert carrying two Volkswagen cars on your back. But I guess the question is, why are we doing what we're about to do?
You know what, Michael Nunn and I, we both have held world titles. He was the best pound-for-pound boxer in the world for roughly 4 years and made world-class fighters look really stupid. And we have the same attorney, and I was in a meeting with my attorney several months ago, and we were talking about Mike, and my attorney said, you guys should do something together for the community and get things revved back up around here. And I thought, well, all right, we're going to have to figure something out because I'm not just going to box him because, he makes the best boxers in the world look stupid. So, if he lets me kick at least, maybe we can do something and we'll get out and have some fun and let a bunch of young fighters get a chance to get on the card. I'm launching an internet pay-per-view company at the same time. Michael wants to get his name back out there and the biggest reason though right now is unify the community, man. Try to bring people out and you know, our Iowa governor is a little more forward-thinking than most. And so, you know, we're looking at a crowd of probably, gosh, could be anywhere between 5,000 and 10,000 people. It's an outdoor event. So, you know, we're excited to do it.
I kind of chuckled as you were saying about some young fighters, because I understand you have an up-and-comer on the card named Jeremy Horn.
Yeah, I was pretty thrilled to hear that Jeremy told Monty. Monty, of course, managed both of us during our career, and Jeremy called him up and said he wanted to be on the card, and the only reason he was doing it was because I was going to do it. So, you know what? That's pretty cool, man. It'll be good to see him again, and we'll get out there and have some fun and knock each other around a little bit. You know, he's fighting a pretty decent guy, and so I think it'll be fun. I think, it's a lot of nostalgia, but really we're doing it out of principle also to try and give some people some hope and some confidence and hey, stand up, be brave, and do what you feel you got to do to be a sovereign individual in this country.
Let me just throw out, because a lot of young MMA fans, young combat fans, jump on here on a regular basis. When I say a young up and comer named Jeremy Horn, I believe he has 175 fights.
Well over 200, but I think there's 180 some that have been chronicled.
Right, I thought you were going to say 180 that didn't get.
Probably.
All right, so your fight with Michael Nunn, you know, when Monty was on, he kind of made a couple comments that kind of took me back. So is this an exhibition? Is this a fight? Is this I know there's no bad blood, but...
Say what took you back, sorry?
Well, just a comment that Monty said, you know, not that he came out and said this is an exhibition, but he was like, you know, Michael's not going to throw this and Pat's not going to do that. So is this an exhibition? Is it to have fun? Is it a fight to see who can really win this fight? You know, what is it?
Well, it is not deemed an exhibition. I can tell you that there will be a winner. It is being judged. So the main thing for us is one. Yes, we are going to punch and kick each other. And Michael has the potential to put me to sleep in a pretty fast amount of time if he wants to. With his hands, I think I have the same potential to hurt him with my kicks. And ultimately what this is going to be is hopefully one of us doesn't get hurt, right? Neither one of us, I certainly don't expect to fight again after this. I'm not seeking a world title or anything like that or any glory out of it. But he was the best in the world for many years. I held the world title for almost 4 years. We're competitive people. He punches me hard. I'm going to kick him hard. It'll flow how it flows, right? So, right. But no, it is not an exhibition.
I just had a couple fighters on, and we talked about the mentality of the virus and the world we live in. And how do you block that out? Again, I follow you. We're going to talk about your podcast as well. How do you block out everything and just live life like you have in the past, as you're doing today? How do you do that?
Well, look, I'm not one that buys into any media narrative at all. I refuse to do it. They've been proven time and time again to not be accurate and not be honest. So I just simply don't buy into any of their narratives, number one. Two, you know, I had coronavirus in mid-January. I tested positive for the antibodies. A vast majority of my production crew had it. We got it in New Mexico in January doing a show out there. Brought it back, and I knew right away that once they announced the lockdown for it, that I had had it a couple months before, you know, they even announced it, right? So, you know, to me, I've lived my life. I mean, we did a freedom picnic at the park in May here in Iowa, and just a couple hundred people came out, and we just absolutely refuse to listen to any of the politicians and any of the media, because I mean it'll turn out with time, as many other things we pointed out on my podcast, things that were going to happen and things that were happening and why they were happening. You know, we've been laughed at many times over the past 6 years, Randy, but it always ends up being documented that we were correct. So, you know, I just live my life and do my thing and basically ignore the media.
How much fun are you having on the podcast? I remember when we all sat together and we were talking about, you know, starting something, and you have built this bigger than I'm sure many people thought possible. Talk about the podcast, Conspiracy Farm, and how much fun you're having, and some of the guests that you've had on, and who you would like to get on next as you become the next Joe Rogan signing a $100 million deal.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, we've had on several politicians, a lot of tier one, former tier one operators, military, you know, Navy SEALs and the likes, Army Rangers, Chris Tanto-Peranto, of course, you know, who was there in Benghazi when the attack on the consulate happened there, and Chris Stevens lost his life, and a couple other American heroes lost their lives, Ty Woods and a couple other guys. We've had on, gosh, scientists. We've had on numerous people that, you know, that are experts in their fields, depending on what it is we're talking about, you know, that particular week or the topic, the hot topic that's going on, you know what I mean? So we've had on Peter Schiff, who called the 2008 collapse long before it happened and got laughed at on CNN. I remember the two economists that were on there with him who were laughing at him. And, you know, those two economists haven't been seen since. Peter Schiff, in the meantime, runs a very successful gold and silver investing company out of Puerto Rico and is probably sitting on a couple billion dollars. But, you know, so we've had a lot of heavy hitters on our show. And I called it the Conspiracy Farm for the specific purpose of changing the paradigm of the word conspiracy. Because a lot of people are under the impression that, you know, we wear tinfoil hats when, in fact, we're the ones that are studying documents and you know, basically revealing the truth to people while the media is spreading a false narrative. So, you know, it is what it is. And I don't necessarily have a lot of fun doing the show, honestly, Randy, because unfortunately we've been right so much. I don't want to be right on a lot of stuff that's going on now, but we know we are.
Go, Matt.
All right. So, hey, Pat, are you there?
Yep.
Hey, so, you know, look, you had a legendary career, a Hall of Fame career, probably most well known for your fighting system, which, you know, farmed the likes of Matt Hughes and Tim Sylvia, Jens Palver, you know, Robbie Lawler. The list goes on and on and on. My question for you is, since you've been around the game for so long, and we know that the fighting game changes, it evolves, like, who from the past would be as dominant in today's mixed martial arts? Like, who do you think coming, you know, out could from back then could dominate today like they did back then?
Well, I mean, look, I think there's a lot of guys. Gosh, I mean, technically, Anderson Silva is from those days, right? Jose Pele Landi is from those days. He's since retired, of course. Vanderlei Silva in his prime. I mean, who are you going to put against Vanderlei Silva that's not going to get hurt during the fight? You know what I mean? You know, the Jeremy Horns again. You know, Jeremy was one of the most cerebral fighters I've ever seen. Very technical fighter, could compete with anybody. Matt Hughes in his prime was the strongest pound for pound guy I've ever felt in my life. So you know, I think it's cyclical. The fight game and basically everything in human history is, you know, a lot of people sit there and make up moves and then name them after themselves when those moves have existed for forever. It's just the best way to explain it is, you know, I've got stacks and stacks and stacks of notebooks in my storage room. I used to pull those out, you know, and I'd look at one from 3, 4, or 5 years previous. And I'd read through it on techniques that I was working on. And then I'd go, hey, you know what? I haven't done that for a long time. I'm going to do that. And then I'd pull it back out, and I'd be wrecking people with it in practice. And people go, where the hell did that come from? You never taught us that. And I go, ah, you know what? I used to work on that like 5 years ago. You know, so it's everything's cyclical. You learn how to defend something, it goes away because it's no longer effective in the game. And then you bring something out from the past. And it's just like I've got a lot of instructional how-to catch-as-catch-can wrestling books from the turn of the century into the 1920s. Those guys are doing 10-finger guillotines and all the fancy stuff that, and leg locks and heel hooks and all kinds of different crazy stuff. that people think that they're inventing now, but they're just rediscovering it. The human body hasn't changed in thousands of years. So, sorry. So this is just gone on forever. So, there's a lot. I mean, Dan Henderson, and as a 28-year-old right now, that right hand destroys lives, right?
It does indeed.
It may destroy lives now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know. I'm lucky. I never had to fight him, and I never got hit with it. So thank God.
Hey, Pat, I want to step back into the podcast world for you real quick and your podcast, The Conspiracy Farm, because I'm a guy that I love conspiracies. Some I believe, some I don't. But a lot of times when you do talk conspiracies, people kind of throw you into this group of believing every conspiracy. Is there a conspiracy for you that you just refuse to be talked into? Is there one that sticks out for you? It's just you don't buy it?
Well, there's a lot of them. I mean, look, I deal in the realities of we'll just say, you know, like flat Earth. Come on, it has no scientific backing whatsoever. But you know, I deal in geopolitical and domestic policy stuff a lot, right? So for me, having studied, you know, global bank stocks and financial metrics for many years, you know, I was sitting there in 2018 when Deutsche Bank stock dropped from, you know, $40-some a share to $6.89 a share. I went, okay, we're in trouble. The quantitative easing from since the 2008 collapse is now adding up, and we are in deep kimchi. In 2019, then the Deutsche Bank stock dropped another probably 40 cents to the $6.40 range. And I knew that it wasn't going to be able to continue on my show for over a year. We said the financial collapse is going to hit this spring, 2020, spring of 2020. And even though we talked about that for over a year, people still think that this is about a virus instead of the collapse of the American dollar as the world reserve currency. People just don't get it. They refuse to understand reality. That's the part of the show for me that's a little troubling, that people are so easily duped by the media and watching people, you know, the World Health Organization being run by a guy who's the former health minister of Ethiopia, who was brought up on crimes against humanity for hiding pandemics. That's the guy in charge of telling us when we can and can't take off masks and that we have to lock down our economy and destroy lives. It's frightening that so many people actually believe this crap. And I'm not saying that the pandemic isn't killing people. What I'm saying is that this is a camouflage jacket for the largest financial collapse in world history.
There you have it, Pat. I want to thank you for your time. And because you did come on today, you get not one, not two, but three boxes from 8-Man Strong, since it took 3 weeks to get you on.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. And Randy, I love you, buddy.
I love you as well. I'll talk to you soon. That is the legend, and everybody knows I don't like to use that word often, the legend, Pat Miletich. Thanks, Pat. What a good dude. All right, so we're going to go from Pat Miletich to another good guy. He's in town right now, bringing a sporting event to the Tampa Bay area. Let's welcome to the program Jeff Hyers. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate your time. Update us. Tell us what's going on. There's some racing that's going to be in Tampa, and people want to know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's the first time in 15 years that flat track motorcycle racing is back at the Clay by the Bay over there at East Bay Raceway Park in Tampa. And, you know, I raced there as a professional about 20-some years ago. And, you know, I got this deal done about 6 weeks ago. And man, that seems to be the talk of the area and most of Florida. So we're looking forward to a great motorcycle racing event for sure.
Obviously, the big glaring question, the elephant in the room that a lot of people like to use that the expression, with the pandemic, with the virus going on, how difficult had it been to put this together? What do you expect? And tell us about crowd size and what you're allowed and what you're not allowed.
Well, you know, as far as, you know, the pandemic, you know, everybody knows, you know, the rules right now. And that's, you know, if you got a mask, you know, bring it with you. And if you're in groups of 10, you know, you can set together, and if not, then, you know, you need to social distance yourselves, you know, at least 6 feet apart. And you know, like I said, masks are optional right now outside, and but we encourage people to, you know, wear the mask. And, you know, the track's got all the good stuff, you know, with the hand sanitizers and signs everywhere. And, you know, crowd-wise, you never know what to expect. You know, we hope to expect a good turnout. You know, it helps pay the bills, right? So, you know, we don't know crowd size, but, you know, there's been a lot of talk about it. So we'll just have to see how it goes and you know, just make sure everybody's safe and has a great time.
Let's be honest. It's not just about paying the bills. It's about people getting out of the house, people going to be able to do something that, you know, we haven't been able to do in weeks and months. And people have been complaining about, give me something to go enjoy. Give me something to go do. And this is the opportunity this weekend.
No, it really is. You know, adult tickets for this thing are $20 and kids 6 to 12 are $13. And, you know, so 13 and up, it's $20. And kids 5 and under are free. And, you know, they're going to see a lot of great racing action. Like I said, it's been 15 years since Two Wheels has been around that racetrack. And, you know, so it's new, it's exciting for a lot of the fans, to come out, and instead of seeing cars going around, over there at the, Raceway Park, it's going to be Two Wheels going in circles at 100 mile an hour. And you know, this is going to be carried live on Fight TV. So people that can't make it out can also watch it on Fight TV. That's FITE TV, and it's only $14.99. You can watch it from your living room, and that begins at 6 o'clock. We have opening ceremonies at 6:30, and the first heat race kicks off at 6:50, and gates open for spectators at 3 p.m. So come out, enjoy the, you know, the vendors. We've got Rubenstein Law Firm, that's a big sponsor of this event. We got Hellbenders Motorcycles up there, up north of Tampa. They came on board as a sponsor, and Born to Ride TV and Magazine, they've been a huge supporter of this. So we've got a lot of great people in the place, and we got a great crew, and we're just looking really forward to this event.
Good stuff. Jeff, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck this weekend. I know Matt and I will be out there. We're looking awesome. Forward to it, and I'll talk to you again soon.
All right, great. Thank you. Everybody be safe, and look forward to seeing you out there.
That is Jeff Hyers from RPM Promotions. That's this weekend, East Bay Raceway. We only have a couple minutes left, Abe. Any last thing, anything you want to talk about or update us on or give me some knowledge?
Boy, there's so many things to say. No, I mean, I just looking forward to this fight. It's I've been waiting for this one so much, I almost forget that there's two more cards from Fight Island coming right after it. And so there's a lot of fighting going on the next couple weeks. You know, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, and you know me, I've been a UFC fan for a long time now, but yep, it really has been important. These fights that Dana White and the UFC have been able to put together, it's not just cards. They're big fights. They're important fighters. They're significant in the rankings. And for us to have that almost every week, I know we didn't have one leading up to this coming card, but I mean, almost every week, sometimes midweek we had fights. It's been really important to get that on TV in this time without the other sports going
on.
And
that's what it is. Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday. Yeah. We're going to have three in less than 2 weeks. I know we only have about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left. Matt, go ahead, give me a prediction so I know who to bet against.
Oh,
never right.
You got it. You got, look, you got a guy with his country on his back. You got a guy like, you know, Usman who takes it serious, that it's all about pride for his daughter. I don't think you're going to take it away from him. I don't think the champ loses. I like Masvidal, but I just don't think he gets it done. Not on Fight Island.
Oh, so if this fight was somewhere else, he would lose?
No, but I just think
ask him for a friend.
What?
I said, I'm just asking for a friend. So
yeah, asking for a friend. Ask for Abe. But no, I want to thank Abe for coming on. Thanks for giving me an easy day today. I didn't really have to do much, so I appreciate you, buddy.
Randy's over here looking at me like he never does much. No, I'm happy to be here.
Exactly. You can come back anytime.
The Usman thing's very interesting. Everyone told me he was going to lose to Woodley. Didn't do it. Everyone told me he's going to lose to Covington. Didn't do it. Everyone's now telling me he's in trouble here this week against Masvidal. We'll find out. But every time that bar has been put and he's had to raise his level, he has. So I expect big things again from Kamaru.
I know, I got to say this real quickly. A lot of times you see athletes change when they become a champion, whether it's a fighter, football, or whatever. And everybody knows I'm fairly tight with Usman. He's been on the program since The Ultimate Fighter. I have not seen a change in him. You know, and I like that. You know, when you see a change, kind of things happen that shouldn't happen. I'm not going to make a prediction because I never do. I don't like doing it. But, of course, I'm going to say Usman's going to win. He's my guy. I like Masvidal. He's been cool to me. But Usman is part of the Randy regime, and I'm looking forward to the fight. Abe, thanks for your time. I want to thank Staff Zone for having me out here. If interested, hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
Twitter.
At Abe Gordon. Yeah. ABEGORDON.
There you go. See everybody next week when we have Scott Peterson back from Fight On.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is your Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.